everyone. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. I want to wish all of my listeners a very happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day week. It is one of my favorite holidays, not surprisingly, because it gives us all the time and the reminder to focus on love and relationships. And speaking of love and relationships, I have a wonderful program for you today. Today's program is designed to help you use the power of patience to transform any relationship into a more loving relationship. My guest today is Guy Finley, and Guy has been on the program before, and I always really enjoy talking with him. He is an internationally renowned spiritual teacher and best-selling author of more than 45 books and audio albums on self-realization, including The Secret of Letting Go and The Essential Laws of Fearless Living. His latest book is called Relationship Magic, Waking Up Together. He is also the founder and director of Life of Learning Foundation, a nonprofit center for spiritual discovery located in Southern Oregon. For more information about Guy, his books, or his live weekly online classes, please go to guyfinley.org. So welcome back to the program, Guy. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Turin. So nice to hear your voice again as well.
Oh, thank you. And I'm really looking forward to our discussion about the power of patience. But before we get to that topic, Guy, as I mentioned, we all know it is Valentine's Day week, or the Valentine's Day itself is coming up soon. What do you think of the holiday?
You know, I, as you mentioned, like that we have an opportunity to focus on a particular aspect of our nature, of our character, and what's more important, as you have said, than this idea of love. Mm-hmm. My idea of the perfect Valentine's Day would be that it was 365 days.
I like that.
Well, you know, it really should be, Terry. There's nothing more important in our life than our capacity to love another human being or love nature or whatever it is that we love, because it is in the development of love, of the ability we have to literally take the place of, be one with what we embrace, that allows us to grow as human beings. So ever so quickly, in my mind, love is the way in which you and I and everyone else learns about ourselves, our limitations, and in discovering them, letting them go so that we can learn to grow into another order of love.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And I agree with you completely, Guy, that there is nothing more important than love and our relationships to others and ourselves. And if we could remember that every single day, 365 days of the year, that would be amazing. What would you give as strategies or tips to couples out there, or even to singles, whether it be every single day or on Valentine's Day itself? How should we recognize love or the power of love?
I think that we need to create an immediate context for the short time we have together. There is no way that any love can grow, not just love between myself and my partner, love between myself and nature, or for that matter, what we would call self-love, if there isn't space for that love to grow. And the reason that we have quite literally so little space these days. Everybody, you can see it, Dr. Terry. Everybody's literally at everybody's throat all day long over the most mundane, really unimportant things when it comes to our ability to love one another. So my tip, if you want to use that word, is that the way we give each other room to grow is by understanding that there is something in us that surfaces immediately anytime there's any kind of friction that steals that space. And that's why we need to understand two things. First, judgment of any other human being is the instantaneous ending of any possibility for that relationship to grow any further. It is impossible to judge another human being, including ourselves, and continue the process of growth. And in line with that last idea, in order not to judge, to sit there and find fault, we must allow the other individual to be what they are and to allow ourselves the patience to recognize this man or woman is doing the best they know how to do in this moment. And therefore, and ready for this, Dr. Terry?
Yes.
The original meaning of the word patience is to suffer yourself. That's a lost idea these days. Mm-hmm. I want you to do everything. I want you to fix everything. I want you to be different. But I don't want to be aware of my own limitations that always find fault with yours. What if we understand that love isn't yours, not mine, but it's ours, and it's ours to use and grow through a greater, deeper love with ourselves and with each other?
So the meaning of patience is to suffer. So really what you're saying is that we as individuals need to be proactive in our relationships, in our loving of ourselves and others?
In a way I'm saying that, Dr. Terry. Look, when do I find fault with my partner? When do I find fault with the person checking my groceries? Anytime we have a sudden anger or frustration or resentment with someone, it's because in our mind, in that moment, that man or woman is not meeting our expectations.
Right.
So that we judge others because they didn't get our list of demands and follow them completely. When we understand that the only reason we get negative with someone is because they have failed to be who we need them to be to make us whole and happy, then we can let the responsibility of that moment of anxiety or fear or pain do something different. We repurpose the pain of a negative reaction of judging another human being by understanding we're judging what we call their limitation in the avoidance of seeing our own.
So take us back then. How can we not judge as individuals? How can we be patient?
Look, Terry, that's the whole point. We can't. There's no way. What you do if you find someone who supposedly is not judging anyone, you find someone so identified with a particular image of themselves that they go all day not judging, then they go home and drink themselves to sleep. We're talking about using our present nature to transcend it, because our present consciousness comes into every moment of every relationship loaded, as you well know, Dr. Terry, with all of these expectations, ideas about how people should be, or fears of our own that we might get hurt again. So that these moments where these reactions appear are not meant to be pushed away or denied. What remains concealed can't heal. So that by using our relationships properly, understanding it is our responsibility to be patient, to suffer in ourselves our own reaction, then our reaction helps us not only give the person we're with space by not pushing back, but it also helps us have a realization of what it is that we brought with us into that moment, and we can leave without it a more loving human being, I might add.
So how do we let it out rather than conceal it, Guy? You know, I'm thinking of so many of my clients, and you probably know this as well, that, you know, they come to you and they want it just to all go away, like you said. Yeah. I want to just either keep it inside me because I fear what my partner will say if I share something or reveal something, or I want to put it right underneath that carpet, right? And not deal with it. So how do I go up to my partner? How do I go up to my child, my friend, my work colleague, and share and have it be okay?
I love the question, and it's such an important one. It's been kicked down the street for so many years in so many different ways. Look, Terry, Dr. Terry, my relationship, I've been married now for 40 years. It is impossible for my relationship with my wife to take the next step in its development unless I am willing to take the next step in my development. I can't leave it to my wife to be the one who always does this or does that and makes me feel whole. I have to see where it is that she, with whatever she says and does, even though sometimes it hurts, gives me an opportunity to see where I am in that moment with my wife, instantly remanded over to some demand in myself that she be what I need her to be so that I don't suffer in that moment. Remember, we said patience means to suffer ourselves, Dr. Terry.
Right.
When I can learn to be patient with my wife, she makes the passive aggressive comment. She says something that hurts my feelings. And we all do it all the time because we're asleep. But when we can use those moments as a kind of mirror in which we're suddenly able to recognize that this part of myself is not going to protect me or this love that I have, it's actually prohibiting me from entering into a new relationship, first with my own consciousness and then as it relates to my relationship and the content of it with my wife. We must learn to use the moments to be aware of ourselves so that we can see what we're getting ready to do in our unawareness. That always hurts, by the way, the other man or woman.
Mm-hmm. And I love that advice, Guy. Learn to use the moments. Become self-aware. And I almost feel, Guy, that one of the silver linings of the pandemic, and I know there aren't many, but one of the silver linings is that it has really given us the opportunity. It has invited us to do some self-awareness, self-learning. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. I 100,000%. COVID has created 600 million monasteries. Now, what goes on in these homes, you know, right, with these men and women all over the world, locked down, that's another story. And that's probably a good reason for this conversation and my upcoming Valentine's Day webinar. So that I get upset. I'm triggered easily. But the key and the thing that we have to concentrate on here is that I can't be triggered unless there's already a gun in me, period. My wife can't trigger something that doesn't exist, but I don't want to know that I have this demanding nature or I'm impatient or that I'm looking to her to make things right with something I feel is wrong. She can't know that. So we have everybody walking on eggshells because we're about to crack under the pressure of basically denying the fact that within us we have these characters and qualities that we're largely asleep to. Let us wake up, Dr. Terry. That's the blessing of COVID, the opportunity to realize that we have been asleep, spiritually asleep to the possibilities of love, and to use these new relationships that we have with ourselves and everyone else to realize another way in order to give space to our partner and ourselves to start exploring another higher dimension of love.
Mm. And you talk a lot, Guy, about the healing power of love. Yeah. Can you explain that?
I think, you know, it is my very favorite subject. Oh, look, we fail to see something that's right in front of all of our eyes. And by the way, love is always in front of our eyes, even in those moments when it doesn't seem like what's happening is loving. I didn't bring my wife into my life, Terry. I didn't. Yes, you know, we're all looking for a partner or we're all trying to keep a partner. But something in me was attracted to my wife. Something in her was attracted to me. Now, I didn't create the attraction I feel for my wife. She didn't create the attraction she feels for me. That means that there is a third party in every relationship that draws us together for the purpose of that third party. Love wants to grow. Love wants to be seen. Love wants to be known. So that it is our relationships that are actually the instrument of that kind of revelation. We are, each and every one of us, essentially a kind of temporary instrument of an eternal principle that we can call love. And it needs us, believe it or not, to be able to reveal to us through our relationships that we are brought together in order to grow into another kind of love that cannot hurt one another, that never blames one another, that finds ways to free one another as opposed to drive us through these patterns that are produced every time we sit and judge one another and make that next circle of conflict.
Mm-hmm. And so when, Guy, we are in a painful relationship, one that has that conflict, one that has that hurt, how can we then use that power of patience to make the relationship more loving, better?
Well, first, let me be very clear. When I say patience means to suffer yourself, it does not mean to stay in a relationship with someone who is abusing you. Mm-hmm. That is not patience. That's called enabling. So let's be clear about that.
If you're that's in a relationship, good point. Thank you.
If someone's hurting you or punishing you, the problem isn't with them. The problem is that you don't know who you would be without them to hate or resent. That's our responsibility if we're in an abusive relationship, to understand we have higher business to do than to submit to someone else's will. Now, what though if I'm in a relationship with somebody, and as are all relationships likely to do, we hurt each other? Look, I want to make this so clear. Dr. Terry, you be the advocate. If you ever hurt someone, and we all know that we do we hurt them because we feel good, or do we lash out or say the cruel thing because in that moment we're in pain? Which is it?
The latter, absolutely.
Yes. I say the things I do. I do the hurtful things because I'm hurting. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that's true about me, but I never suspect it's true about my wife when she says something hurting. I can't see that she's in pain because all I know to do is to blame her for the pain that I say she created. She did not create the pain in me. She revealed it was already there. Mm-hmm. And if exactly. I really understand that, Dr. Terry, then I begin to realize, well, why is my pain more important than my wife's? And it's not. And no human's pain is more important than any other human pain. But we cannot see yet that the reason these patterns of conflict go round and round is because we have two people, both who have this unspoken, unconscious pain brought forward through time, through other relationships that didn't complete themselves. And now all we know how to do is look to our partner or those around us and judge them, find fault with them for revealing to us what is concealed within us. And that is that we have this pain. We're not whole. And we need each other to become whole, but it begins with helping each other see where it is that we are not yet whole, happy, and complete.
Mm-hmm. And Guy, I really agree with you completely. And I would probably argue, not even probably, I would argue that that's true in parent-child relationships.
Oh, yeah.
That's even true when we are single and we blame that there are no good people out there. There's nobody that's good enough. Instead of looking within ourselves for our own pain or our own hurt or our own insecurities, instead of lashing and blaming, look within ourselves. So I can just
100%, Dr. Terry. And let me, I know we're running out of time, but let me add this because it connects to Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We're meant to love. We are created to love. And if we have that love in us, whether we have someone in our life or not, we can trust that love to develop and grow if we will simply be as true to it as we can. And we can't be true to this love that we have if we look around and blame others for not fulfilling it. Love will take us where love needs us to be in the relationships that are required for it to be fully realized. That's the beauty of love.
Mm-hmm. That is the beauty of love. And, you know, I know that we are running out of time, Guy, and listeners are so interested in this topic. You have an upcoming free online talk that you'll be giving on Valentine's Day on this specific topic.
Yes.
Can you share with listeners a little bit more about what you're going to be doing and how to register for that free online talk?
Thank you. Yes, when COVID came, Dr. Terry, I took all of my talks online. I made them free for everyone around the world so that we could explore these ideas that you and I are discussing. On Sunday, on Valentine's Day, I'm going to be presenting a free webinar that deals with the how we can use patience, the power of patience, to turn our relationships into one that is more loving and ultimately one that continues to grow. And everyone's invited. If you go to guyfinley.org, G-U-Y-F-I-N-L-E-Y, guyfinley.org/love, you'll land right on a page where you can register for the free talk. There is nothing to join. We do ask a donation, but obviously if you can't afford it or don't want to, it's not mandatory. So guyfinley.org/love and join me on Valentine's Day to learn how all of us, God help us, can learn to be more patient with our partner by understanding that they never, no one deliberately means to hurt us. We don't set out to try and hurt somebody. We just don't know what to do. We don't know how to be patient with our own pain yet. And that's why we have no patience with our partners.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Thank you so much. And thank you for doing the free online course on Valentine's Day. Before we leave, if there's one message that you want listeners to take away from today's program, Guy, what might that be?
The limit of your present view with regards to what love is not the limit of love's possibilities. Mm-hmm. It is really everything that we are, because all that we are is constantly being born in us through a marriage, that when we can be present to our own interior life, then we can start to use our exterior relationships to realize another kind of love that by its very awakening in us releases us from all the things that we do, all of us wish we could be released from, made free by. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Guy, for joining me today. What a pleasure talking to you. I really enjoy your philosophy, and I so agree that self-awareness, particularly during these challenging times, is so very important. Thank you so much, Guy.
And I thank you, Dr. Terry.
And again, listeners, if you're interested in learning more about Guy Finley, F-I-N-L-E-Y, his latest book called Relationship Magic, Waking Up Together, or his free online class on Valentine's Day, go to guyfinley.org. And to register for that free online course on Valentine's Day, February 14th, it's guyfinley.org/love. As always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help all your relationships, including the one with yourself, be the best they can be. My personal website is Dr. Terry, thelovedoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's easy to understand and include in your life. So listeners, until next time, be safe, be healthy, and here's to your happy, healthy relationships.